Disney's Marvel Studios abandoning Atlanta, Georgia for cheaper labor costs in Europe. By Warner Todd Houston on August 18, 2025. The film industry has already pretty much abandoned Hollywood, devastating thousands of jobs, but now it is abandoning Georgia and other southern states, where it went after dumping La La Land. And it's all about the Benjamins. Georgia, which has been called the Hollywood of the South, created an entire industry in the Peach State after a suite of tax breaks were initiated as an incentive to entice film and TV production to the state. Other nearby states, such as Louisiana, also jumped on the bandwagon. And it worked for years. But now, Hollywood has found another, and cheaper, sugar daddy overseas. The Wall Street Journal reports that many Hollywood productions are fleeing Georgia for the UK because Britain and other European locations are now offering even heftier tax breaks as well as cheaper labor costs than Georgia and other US states. Tax incentives lured studios to help build the Hollywood of the South. Now they're going overseas for cheaper labor costs, the paper reported. The journal notes that Disney and Marvel are leading the charge to abandon the USA. Film production spending in Georgia has dropped by nearly 50% in the post-COVID era, dropping from 412 projects in 2022 to only 245 by June of this year. Georgia is not alone. The paper noted that 29% fewer productions with budgets over $40 million are working this year in the USA compared to the rate in 2022. Meanwhile, the productions in the UK have risen by 16%. It may be unsurprising that Disney is leading the charge to abandon Georgia and the USA after spending the last 15 years attacking states like Georgia and Florida for daring to uphold traditional American values. Disney in particular claimed it was standing on the principles that it once promulgated in America by pushing pro-trans, pro-gay, and anti-Israel policies. But now Disney is running to Europe because of the money. Disney is not only abandoning the US for cash, it is abandoning all its supposed advocacy for left-wing values by leaving the US behind. Apparently, its principles were never all that important. Disney and Marvel are not the only ones to abandon the US. Universal and others have also begun setting up shop in the UK. In May, the president suggested slapping a 100% tariff on films made overseas. But he has said nothing whatever about US studios fleeing the US for foreign nations. Of course, he has not really tried to flesh out the plans for that tariff and the idea has not been implemented. But he has started making plans for Group to begin looking at the challenges Hollywood is facing as budgets tighten and viewership falls. In January, he appointed Mel Gibson, John Voight, and Sylvester Stallone as special ambassadors to help meet those challenges. "It is my honor to announce John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone to be special ambassadors to a great but very troubled place, Hollywood, California," the president wrote at the time. "They will serve as special envoys to me for the purpose of bringing Hollywood, which has lost much business over the last 4 years to foreign countries, back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before." Breaking: Trump just announced that he is appointing John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone as special ambassadors to Hollywood, California. pic.twitter.com/moiv5bone. Breaking 9/11, at Breaking 9/11, January 16, 2025. Regardless, it is tough times for the once economically bulletproof entertainment industry as tens of thousands of jobs have been erased, most unlikely to ever come back. And with artificial intelligence entering through the side door, even more industry jobs will be lost over the next decade. It has already been estimated that Hollywood is on track to erase 200,000 jobs thanks to the introduction of generative AI. And that is a permanent development. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.